Yes, this is the second occupational disease conference that Kennedy's had up north, and we have a lineup of fantastic speakers to present to members of the public, and it's free. It's relevant to anyone and everyone who has an interest in industrial disease and faces potential of claims against them. So it can be large-scale employers, small-scale employers, basically anyone in that line. Well, we have Dominic Noland, QC, from Rootwalk Chambers. We acted together on the case of Baker and Quantum, which is one of the leading deafness cases for the last 50 years. He went to the Supreme Court in that decision, and he'll be talking about that. He'll be talking about noise-induced hearing loss, but he'll also be talking about the wider implications of that judgment to other areas of employers' liability law. And we also have Professor Frank Burke, who is a consultant vascular surgeon, and he'll be talking about the complex relationship between carpal tunnel syndrome, which is a symptom that affects the wrist, and repetitive strain injuries. And then we shall be having a chap called Mr. James Cato, who is a consultant neurological surgeon, and he'll be talking about this increased incidence in South Yorkshire between bladder cancer and the steel industry. There's a 50% greater chance of having bladder cancer in South Yorkshire, and he'll be discussing why he believes that to be the case. Following on from James Cato's talk as to this risk of disease appearing on employers' doorsteps, I'll be talking on how you can address that as an employer. How do you address these long-tail disease claims that may arise, and what you should be doing in order to defend them? So I'll be giving the top 10 tips, as it were, towards the investigation and defence of disease claims. Your usual accidents happens on the day you get injured, but disease claims can happen over prolonged periods of time. Asbestos claims can go back 50 years from your first exposure to asbestos to development of symptoms, and that's called a long tail because it happens over a long period of time. So they bring with them very difficult options to investigate and defend because they're over such a prolonged period of time, and that's why I'll be giving a talk as to what you should be doing in order to protect yourself as an employer from such claims. It's overwhelming when you think about a claim that may have occurred 10, 20, 30 years ago, and it's really to give employers the heads up as how they start and where they start, and more importantly as well about the insurance cover. What happens if you can't trace your insurance cover going back that prolonged period of time? What are the options available to you? So it'll be an all-encompassing how to defend yourself against these long-tail disease claims.